Tapes and Scouts, a podcast where two friends review every single movie they watch.
Welcome again to Podcast Land.
Yay!
Everyone here at Podcast Land knows you.
And you.
And you. We also know what you did last summer.
I hope you had fun. It looked like fun.
You were having a blast.
There's a lot of pictures you posted on social media.
I wouldn't have posted all of those pictures.
No, not that one.
I could see a fair amount of your posterior.
Yeah, and there was two-thirds of a nipple, for
yes.
sure.
Yes. I mean, at that point, why not the whole nipple?
Right. Two-thirds is just ridiculous.
It's kind of dumb.
It is. How do you cover up two-thirds of a nipple?
Accidental side boob?
That's weird.
It's just not a thing.
No, it's not okay.
I don't believe it was an accident.
No, you knew what you were doing.
That's right. You bought that shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You did not wear that sports bra.
Mm-mm.
It was unfortunate.
Dan, I gotta tell you, not a great combo.
It's not, and you knew your wife wanted you to wear that sports bra.
Mm-hmm.
But
she bought it for you.
She said, you need this now.
Yeah. Everybody needs support.
You gotta have support.
That's what we're here for.
We're here to support you through thick, thin, and whatever's in between that.
That's right.
Ew. Some sort of medium squishy thing.
Ew. So, Tim, I got a podcast first for us.
Oh, man, a first?
Yeah,
a podcast. It's hard first. To do first anymore.
You ready?
I am.
This is the episode where you get mad at me.
Oh, yay! That's Rocky IV.
Rocky IV.
Yes! I'll get mad. I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm already fuming. Let's
All
go.
All right, let's go. I'll start off with a 19...
My blood pressure.
85.
Yep.
The year of Rocky IV.
That's right.
We watched this March 26, 2021. It is 1 hour and 31 minutes long.
Just a bonus minute.
It is a sport drama directed by Sylvester Stallone. Starring Brigitte Nielsen, Dolph Lundgren, and Michael Pataki.
I thought in my head how to do a Brigitte Nielsen impression, and my brain just kind of broke.
I always think of Beverly Hills Cop 2. That's my Brigitte Nielsen.
That's probably the better one.
I love that movie.
Sure, yeah.
Movie summary here. Rocky defends his title from Ivan Drago after a heartbreaking exhibition bout with Apollo Creed.
It's a very good description.
Thank you. I wrote that one.
Oh, it's very good.
Thank you.
Doesn't
the other ones were like one of the like five sentences. And I'm right. like, wait.
Sometimes his descriptions are just so abysmally bad.
Oh, it's bad. It's bad, bad. So here's my thoughts on this movie, Tim.
I'm ready.
It's the worst Rocky movie.
Oh, okay. All
yep,
right.
Mm-hmm. I said it. Rocky V is better than Rocky IV. Yep, mm-hmm. I know. That's all right.
Okay.
I'll help you work through it. So
okay.
I can see why people like this movie because it is the archetypical Rocky movie.
Sure.
It is literally montage, fight, montage, fight. That is all that happens in this film is montages and fights.
And some Frank Stallone sprinkled in.
Oh, a little bit of Frank Stallone in there. You're absolutely right. Rest in peace, Norm MacDonald.
Oh, hearts are on fire.
Oh, my goodness. So it really doesn't work for me. It's really more of a cliche than it is a film at this point. But I will turn my sheet around so you can see my giant worded notes.
It sure does.
The soundtrack to this movie is, and I'm not being hyperbolic,
no.
a top 10 80s movie soundtrack of all fucking time.
It is an amazing soundtrack.
This soundtrack fucking kills. Burning Hearts, Hearts on Fire, No Easy Way Out.
No Easy Way Out is the greatest
song
on the soundtrack.
Oh my God, it's so good. Every song on the soundtrack kills. You still get Gonna Fly Now,
yep.
and you get the return of Eye of the Tiger. Like this soundtrack fucking crushes it. If you want to work out with the meanest erection, listen to this soundtrack while you work out.
It's hard to hit the speed bag with an erection.
Oh my God, but it is so satisfying. Mushroom tatting up that speed bag.
I need a cigarette. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, this soundtrack is worth the price of admission alone. It's so good. And if you like shirtless, sweaty dudes working out while these songs are playing, look at Drago because Rocky is just covered up. He's got a beard. He's completely covered in clothes because he's working out in Siberia.
That's true. It's
and
cold.
You get James Brown's amazing Coming to America.
Oh, living in
love it. I feel good. So
he got
much fun. It's that entry for Apollo is great. It's just so much fun. And it is the juxtaposition there is startling.
Oh, yes.
Because he comes out and then he flat out dies in the middle of the boxing ring.
It's one of the most shocking things. I mean, it's not, I mean, you could see it happening, but like, you give him James Brown.
Yeah.
You give him that intro.
Yeah.
And he just gets clobbered.
Mm-hmm. He absolutely does. And the brutal line, if he dies, he dies.
Classic.
Oof. It's
how is this not your favorite Rocky? I don't understand.
It's just too little going on there. The soundtrack, though.
Such a good soundtrack.
Oh, my God. Soundtrack is just ecstasy. It really is. It's just aural pleasure.
Pretty good, you know?
It's very good. IMDb score, second best score possible, 6.9 out of 10 for all this right. one. That's Rotten fair. Tomatoes critics, 48 critics. It's more critics than the other
That's
sequels.
So strange.
I've gone back for this one and have given it 40%.
Ooh.
The audience now, a lot of Tims out there, 250,000 yeah. plus Tims giving it 75%.
Yeah.
Max is coming in way low on this one at a 3.5
oh,
out
wow,
of 10.
A 3.
And I'm telling you, like 2.5 of that is the soundtrack exclusively.
Holy shit.
Yeah, just Dang. Not great. Not great.
You don't believe Rocky can end the Cold War?
I don't.
I love the scene where Drago takes steroids so you know he's the bad guy.
Correct.
Like, if you weren't sure, he's cheating.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. No, he's not taking any drugs. 23 minutes later, doping him up to his eyeballs.
Yeah. I mean, I don't agree, but...
No, it's okay. It's about time. It's been... I mean, we've always had that little bit between us because of Black Dynamite. It's never been able to be reciprocated back. So now we're finally even.
I guess. I mean, Black Dynamite's amazing. I understand if people don't like Rocky IV.
Right.
But I love Rocky IV.
There's nothing wrong with loving Rocky IV. It, again, the soundtrack brings
so
it.
So good.
The movie is
You're
just...
right, because the soundtrack, the way it's used in the movie...
It's great.
Like, no easy, is it, no, I forget which one, where he's driving in the car and he's like driving like an asshole.
Yep.
Like, so.
It's on his motorcycle.
Oh, on the motorcycle.
And then he gets mad and he throws his helmet at a statue.
Yep.
Because he doesn't throw the towel in soon enough to save Apollo and he blames himself.
It's all my fault, you know? I did that.
The soundtrack is, oh my God. If nothing else, the soundtrack. It's the best Rocky soundtrack by a fucking country mile.
Oh, I agree. Well. There's no easy way out of this segue
Oof.
To this movie that is my next movie.
Okay. Sorry about that.
2020's Mortal.
Mortal. Not combat?
No, don't get scared. It ends there.
Okay. All right, Mortal.
But you may wish for some combat after
this. Yikes.
So this is a weird movie for me because this movie has high scores and I don't agree.
Hmm.
So it's a little interesting. I watched this on the 8th of September.
Okay.
It is an hour, 44 minutes.
Okay.
Action adventure drama,
right?
Directed by Andre Overdahl.
Yes, Andre Overdahl, who directed Troll Hunter, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, Autopsy of Jane Doe.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Good dude.
Good dude.
Don't like this movie.
Fair enough. I didn't like Scary Stories very much, so.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Starring Nat Wolff, Priyanka Bose, and Ivan Ackerley.
Not Drago?
Not Drago.
Okay.
IMDb movie summary. Fantasy adventure origin story about a young man discovering he has godlike powers based on ancient Norwegian mythology.
Okay.
So the beginning of this movie, I'd say the first half hour or so, is really good.
Okay.
It's a guy who seems to have some sort of fiery ability.
Right.
And he's trying to avoid people so no one gets hurt. He's kind of like camping in the wilderness kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not sure what's going on. The whole Norwegian, Norse god thing, that comes later, and who cares, right? Once that gets introduced, and it's like, maybe he's, like, godish. It's like, eh.
Right.
But at this point, where he's just like, oh, I've got some sort of, I burn people, and I don't intend to. And his body is gross. It is covered, like, under his clothes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very obvious, but he's got, like, crazy burns, really dark burnt skin.
Oh, interesting.
Because he's trying to... release it, I guess, without hurting people kind of thing. It's fucking lightning. I get it. It's all right.
All right.
I'm going to spoil it because I don't give a shit.
Okay.
Thor's descendant.
Okay.
I don't give a shit. Fuck this movie.
Well, I mean, it's the most obvious choice, right? When you
it
said Norse,
so,
all of us,
right.
Everybody knows one, pretty much.
Right. Exactly.
If you're deep, you know Odin.
Right. Right. This is not good, but like no one agreed with me and I don't understand why. It moves slow as shit. It has some beautiful shots. I think some of them are drones and some of them are actually out of a helicopter.
Oh, cool.
And they look awesome. Like cinematography wise, this movie's beautiful. But story wise, it's a little weak. Now that being said, if they made a sequel, it might actually be good because all the setup is out of the way.
Ugh, it was the burnt, like the bright burn
right.
problem.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Because I'm like, we get towards the end and I'm like, well, he's going to do this and this is going to happen. And this is exactly what happens. And it wasn't super obvious. I shouldn't have been able to deduce that. And yet I did. Terrible.
You're just like, all right, good. Now the movie's actually going to start. And it's like, never mind. Credits.
Yeah, it's not good.
That sucks.
So the movie starts well, but loses me midway. The effects are awesome on main character who is largely burned all over his body. Very predictable ending and the aerial shots. Yeah, I covered everything. Mm-hmm. Don't watch this. I didn't like it. IMDb gave it a 6.
Okay. That's pretty low for IMDb.
Rotten Tomato Critics, 56%.
Okay.
The audience, 100 plus, 71%. I gave it a 1.5.
Holy fuck.
And my wife gave it a 3.
Okay.
My forgiving, wonderful wife.
Double.
Did not want any of this Mortal Kombat bullshit.
Wow.
I hated it.
Wow, that's surprising.
I really hated it, and I was in. The trailer made it look good.
Right. That sucks.
Oh, it's so sad.
So I like the filmmaker. You said that visually they took a lot of time to make it look good and then just did.
I mean, the country they're filming in is beautiful.
Right. But again, it only gets you so far, right? Like, make a music video if you just want to make something look pretty.
Right.
Yeah. Take that Rocky IV, you music video fuck.
No easy way out at all.
No, Rocky V.
My heart's on fire.
Where we're at. Rocky V, 1990.
Yeah.
Entering the 90s in a big bad way.
It's bad for sure.
March 31st, 2021. It's 1 hour and 44 minutes. It's a sports drama.
I like how this has changed. Don't think that has been lost on me.
Directed by, we bringing him back, Tim, John G. Avildsen. He's come back. Avildsen.
Why would he ever leave?
So when I watched this and the credits came up and it was his name, I almost shit myself. Because I'll get into it, but I almost shit myself. Leave it there. Starring Tommy Morrison, real-life boxer,
yep.
Sage Stallone, real-life son of Sylvester Stallone, and Richard Gant, real-life awesome character actor.
Yeah.
Movie summary. Reluctantly retired from boxing, Rocky takes charge of Mickey's gym and agrees to train a young protege who is hungry for success.
A little hungry, you know?
A Tommy Gunn. So, my thoughts on this movie eschews being a sports film in any way and decides to go full unabashed soap opera.
Sure.
There's nothing sports about this film in any meaningful way. Completely different from 4. Like, they could not have changed direction more abruptly and more completely than they did in this film.
Agreed.
Like I told you, my problem with 4 is it's basically just like boiled down Rocky cliche. This one, they're just like, fuck it, we're not making anything that even kind of vaguely resembles a Rocky movie.
It's having good. This is funny.
Oh my goodness. It doesn't work really at all, but the movie does have heart. You can tell, like, Stallone kind of saves this movie outside of when he's like yelling Rantlers. I don't know if you recall that, when he's trying to convince the kids that Santa's there and his son's all pissed off at him. Santa ended up on the Rantlers. And he's like, it's like, oh my goodness. It's just incoherent babbling. Between the babbling, it kind of works. And I do like the one storyline that I think works well is the son and the Tommy relationship, because Rocky can teach, like, train Tommy and share that part of his life. And he does not want his son to pick up the boxing mantle. He wants his son to do something where he doesn't get punched in the head for a living. Sure. So it makes sense, but the conflict and the resentment the son has towards Tommy makes sense. But then the whole Don King aspect, who is Mike Tyson's fight promoter, the Richard Gant character plays a version of that. And like that whole like, oh, just take the big money and have the rigged fights and win big prizes and get ripped off and get forgot. Like the things that Rocky's trying to protect him against don't make a whole lot of sense, because Rocky really didn't have any of that.
Sure.
Because he didn't have those weren't the problems that were in the prior 4 Rocky. So it didn't make sense that he really understood that. We watched Rocky kind of plummet. First of all, the reason they go back and he's running the gym is because they somehow placed all of the financial responsibility on the hands of Paulie, who is most of the time drunk through the series.
Right.
And they decided that he's a good financial advisor. Mm. So Rocky clearly could care less about anything to do with money.
They got hit in the head a lot, you know?
Right. So it's like, okay, what? So whatever, I guess. But Rocky would have no way to really understand these current fight promoters other than just like he kind of doesn't like them. But he's pretty articulate about explaining why.
Yeah.
Instead of just kind of being hard to understand and Tommy just being like, I don't understand it. I'm mad at you because I feel like you're lying to me. They kind of work that in, but kind of don't. They try to do things to make a movie, but they're not things that Rocky movies did. So it just feels like they've never really seen a movie. Like they just watched all these like telenovelas and were like, let's make one. It was really strange.
It's totally possible.
If somebody told me that like, just they hired one of the guys who was like a gaffer or something to shoot the movie, I'd believe it. The fact that it's a renowned director staggers me. The fight scene at the end, where it's like, it basically at the end, it devolves into an actual street fight. And it looks like it was on like a made for TV movie or after school special. It's so shittily shot. I couldn't believe it's a director of this with this level of clout. Like, I don't know if he was drunk that day or he just like, they had approximately 25 minutes to shoot it to wrap the whole production.
That would be terrible.
I don't know, but it's god awful. That fight scene is heinous. I don't know if because it was the 90s, we started to get that really stylized camera stuff.
It could be to some extent.
It could be an influence of the times. I'd love to hear an interview with Avildsen to see what he thinks and what his thought process was going into this.
Did you watch this on DVD?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Did you check if there's any special features?
No, but I need to go back and look.
Yeah, that might be a thing.
Because, holy crap, I don't understand it, but it looks bad. But at least this movie tried to do something where Rocky IV feels like it's just like, let's just do the montage fight thing because it works so well. It feels, four feels lazy with the world's best soundtrack. This one feels like they at least wanted to try to make a movie and just realized that they've been making Rocky movies that are more and more watered down that they actually forgot how movies work. It's bad. IMDb gives this a 5.3 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Rotten Tomato critics, 37 went back to brave this one and put it at a paltry 30%.
Okay.
The audience, 250,000 plus, right behind them, 31%. I'm coming in as apparently much more compassionate at a 4.0 out of 10.
I mean, I can't argue with that.
The 3.5 on the last one and a 4 on this one. I don't feel like Rocky 4 is worse than a 3.5, but I do feel like I like 5 just a touch better. So I'm giving it the 0.5 nod higher. So that's where you're at, Tim. Sorry to pain you so much.
It's okay.
This is how I felt when you revealed your score for Black Dynamite.
It's okay.
If you just push that pain down.
Let's just get it real deep inside.
Yeah, you just lodge it down there and you uncork it when you really need it.
Well, I don't need it yet, so.
No, not at all.
We're good. My final movie is from 2019.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Daniel Isn't Real.
Oh, I know this movie.
Yes. Have you seen it, though?
No.
Okay. I watched this on the 9th of September, 2021. It's an hour 40. It is a crime drama fantasy directed by Adam Egypt Mortimer. That's a great name.
That is a great name.
Starring Miles Robbins, Sasha Lane, and Patrick Schwarzenegger.
Yep.
IMDb movie summary. A troubled college freshman, Luke, suffers a violent family trauma. He then resurrects his charismatic childhood imaginary friend, Daniel, to help him cope, not realizing how dangerous Daniel is.
Mm-hmm. Daniel's Schwarzenegger's son, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really good performance.
Yeah.
Everybody does a really good job in this one. This movie is creepy as fuck.
Nice.
Luke needs Daniel to cope with, he ends up seeing, he's probably like 6 or 7, and he ends up seeing a dead body. Somebody, a grisly shooting happens. He's just walking down the street, and it's at like, you know, I don't think it was a bank or something. It's just somebody with a gun went in and shot up a place before he was taken out, and a dead body literally falls right in front of him. So traumatic. And from that point on, Daniel's there. Because he's like staring at the body, and then Daniel's there, and Daniel's like, hey, buddy, let's keep going.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. But as the movie goes on, small things make you wonder what is up with Daniel. Is he actually imaginary? Is it something else? Because there's little weird things throughout the movie, and I love that they do this, where it's like, Daniel will tell him to do something, and I'm like, well, if the kid doesn't know this, how does Daniel know this?
Right.
So is Daniel something else?
Right.
But then it's so infrequent that you're like, I don't know. Maybe the kid's guessing at this thing. Like, they do stuff like that. And you just don't know the whole movie. It's really well done like
that's
that.
That's awesome.
Luke and Daniel drive each other batty in every single scene.
Nice.
Especially once he's in his freshman scenes. His mother is, oh my, whoever played his mother, amazing.
Nice.
She is unhinged too. This is just a hard movie.
Right.
There's family trauma, people upset, waving a gun around, like traumatic stuff for a child to see. And I mean, I'm surprised this kid turns out as good as he does.
Right.
All things considered.
Sure.
It is a very dark movie, so please note that.
Yeah.
But amazing performances, really over the top, especially, you know, Patrick Schwarzenegger, because he's the imaginary one. He can be way over the top.
Right.
And it is really something to see.
That's cool.
I don't think I want to talk too much more. I don't want to give it away. It's got some cool stuff, though.
That's awesome.
So if you want a dark, creepy, creepy movie, this is definitely it.
Nice.
So IMDb gave it a 6.1. The Rotten Tomato critics, 82 of them, gave it an 84%.
Nice.
The audience, 100+, gave it 58%.
Quite a difference.
All over the place. I gave it a 6.5.
Solid.
My wife gave it a 6.
Nice.
Not her thing, and she gave it a 6, so that means something.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a weird one. Definitely check it out.
Okay, do, will do.
Will do. Do it now.
Do it.
Do it now. Wrong Schwarzenegger.